how Padre Pio cures a young boy who did not even know about Padre Pio. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel we bring to you a series of short stories on the life of our great saint. He was a Capuchin friar, a mystic, and he was a miracle worker. And so we bring you these stories to find out more about Padre Pio and also that you may see what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you. We'd like to thank our protected child of Padre Pio patrons for all of your generosity, for all of your support, because you are the ones who are making these videos possible. Anyone who would like to become a protected child of Padre Pio patron, then just watch the video on the end screen. Just a quick reminder of our Advent deal. We offer in to take your intentions. We have someone going to St. Giovanni Rotondo, and we offer in to bring your intentions to the very shrine of Padre Pio. And all you have to do is make sure that you subscribe to our channel and click that reminder bell once you subscribe. So please do take advantage of this Advent deal that we are offering you. This particular story takes place on a journey on a train. And this gentleman, he was a journalist, John McCaffrey. He was traveling from the town of Bologna all the way to Rome. And on the journey, he struck up a conversation with a young man who was seated there in front of him. And he learned from him that this man was actually a farmer. And he came from the areas around the city of Padua. He had approximately 60 employees working for him on the farm. And in fact, on the previous year, he had won the National Wheat Production Award. So he was quite an accomplished farmer. And of course, John McCaffrey was an aspiring farmer, so he was a little bit interested in this, and they continued to speak. And this gentleman asked me, he asked if I was going to return home directly to Milan after finishing my work in Rome. I responded, no, I'm actually continuing further south. Well, could I know your destination? He asked. So, of course, yes, I responded. It's John McCaffrey. I'm going to a very small region that you've probably never even heard of, which is St. Giovanni Rotondo. So, in those days, Padre Pio was not yet well known, and that region, of course, was not well known either. And on hearing this, the person he was speaking to took out his wallet and he took a photo and showed it to him. And he said, Padre Pio, question, so you're going to see Padre Pio? And in response, John McCaffrey took out his wallet too and showed him a photograph and answered, him exactly. And they both laughed enthusiastically. And I asked him, have you been there yourself before? To which this farmer, the gentleman, responded, 7 times. And then he continued after a pause, I was cured miraculously by Padre Pio before I even knew of his existence. So now, of course, John McCaffrey is a journalist. So this struck up his curiosity. He had to know more about the story. And so they continued to speak on this train journey. And John McCaffrey said, a miraculous cure by Padre Pio when the person did not even know, was completely ignorant of Padre Pio, who he even was or what he did. He'd never encountered anything like this before. And so the gentleman continued, this is actually what happened. On a certain day on his farm, which was not long after the war, I'm not sure if that's the First or the Second World War, the young man suffered an accident on the farm, and it was a very, very serious accident. And it left him with double pulmonary embolism. So that is 2 blockages or blood clots in the main vessels in the lungs. And as we know from the COVID virus, this sort of thing often kills people, blood clots on the lungs. And he said he received many, many modern medical treatments, and this all seemed to help for a certain time. But later, the embolism came back a second time, and it was now even worse than before, and this farmer realized that he was now going to die. And yet he was a strong man, and he was a young man, he did not want to die. He is also religious and kind of smart, quite intelligent. And he prayed in a way that he had never heard of before. He said, "With all the devotion possible, I asked God to allow someone who was more worthy than I to intercede for me." So he asked this of God. And just an aside, often in our comments on these videos, we see people saying things like, "We may only go directly to Jesus Christ because there's only one mediator," etc., etc. And so let's continue with the story and see now what happened next. When this person asked that someone more worthy than himself may intercede for him. And he says, then he continued, "In what I could only describe as an apparition, a brother with a beard," that is a friar with a beard, "he now came to his bedside and he leaned over this person and he placed his hand on his chest, on my chest," he said, and he smiled and then he just disappeared. And the young man realized immediately that he had been healed. And the doctors, of course, they were astonished. They had to admit that there was no option but to confirm that his cure was now complete. He was 100% cured just from this apparition. But he said he told no one about this apparition, except he told his mother. Because he said people would think, well, perhaps he's a little bit mad or neurotic. And so him and his mother, they kept the secret. And he left the doctors to make their own assumptions and hypotheses. But both he and his mother, they always wondered, who could this friar who had healed him, who could he be? And they came to the conclusion that it must just be some great saint from the past. Perhaps it was Saint Dominic or Saint Francis of Assisi. Who knows? One of these saints from the past had appeared and cured him. And that is how they left it. And then he tells us that one morning, the young man from the miracle, he now had to go into Padua, into the town, for some business there with another gentleman. And while they were discussing these business things, the other gentleman now invited him back to his house to have lunch with him. They went back to the house. "As I entered the room of the house," this is what this gentleman told him, "as I entered the room of the house, I was shocked to see that he had not a picture, not just a picture, but actually a photograph of the same friar who had appeared to me. So I asked the gentleman, who is he? Who is this friar?" And the response is Padre Pio. And then they continued discussing Padre Pio over lunch, and he said he heard many incredible things about Padre Pio, and he was a spontaneous type of person. So now he had to go and visit Padre Pio, and that same night he took the train down to Foggia, to the large town Foggia, which is not too far away from where Padre Pio was, in San Giovanni Rotondo. And very early the following morning at 4 a.m., he arrived at the station in Foggia, and then he caught a taxi up to San Giovanni Rotondo, and he said he was still in a state of shock, of absolute shock, at the strange turn of events, the sudden revelation that had suddenly come to him. So he took this taxi up to San Giovanni Rotondo, and he arrived at the church, at the monastery, and it was just in time now for Padre Pio's Mass at 5 a.m. in the morning. So he attended Mass. And as Padre Pio walked past him down the aisle, he now became completely convinced that this was the person who had healed him. He said, "I had no more doubts after that." With absolute certainty, he knew this was the friar who had appeared in response to his prayer, that someone more worthy than him may intercede for him. This was the friar who had appeared. Now, at that time, it was the middle of winter, so there were not great crowds around in San Giovanni Rotondo yet. And so he was able to go to confession that same day with Padre Pio. And he says, now he's remembering back to the confession. He says, even here on this train, my companion continued, I can assure you that I relive all of the emotions of that moment when Padre Pio blessed me and I confessed. It was quite a profound moment for him. And then, this is something unexpected. At the end of the confession, Padre Pio turned to me, he says, completely naturally, and asked him, and now tell me about your lungs. How are they? So this is the very first time Padre Pio has met him, and he's asking about his lungs. How did Padre Pio know about this person's lungs? And he responded, thank you, Father. They are perfect. And were they examined with x-rays? Padre Pio continued. Yes, Father. Excellent. Thanks be to God, and God bless you. And so the young gentleman continued speaking to John McCaffrey and said, do you wonder? This is what the young man said. He asked me after telling this story that I continue to travel to St. Giovanni Rotondo. There's now 7 times he's been there. Or that I still get chills down my spine when I recount all of these facts. And so his apparition that he had, or some people might call it a hallucination or vision, of the monk that healed him seems now to have been confirmed that it was Padre Pio, because he was asking about his lungs. And as we said, how did Padre Pio even know about his lungs, or that they had to be x-rayed? Just a reminder that we do have a special Advent deal for you. We have someone going to St. Giovanni Rotondo who will bring your intentions to Padre Pio's shrine. Bring your intentions there. All you have to do is, if you're new to our channel, subscribe to our channel and click that reminder bell. And then we'll take your intentions to St. Giovanni Rotondo.